in the limelight. The first-time defendant of Donald J. Trump came for Representative Liz Cheney for the offense of having voted to impeach him. Fellow Republicans closed ranks to save her leadership post, with Representative Kevin McCarthy boasting that the Big Tent Party had enough room for both the former president and for a stalwart critic. The article you're about to hear has been written by the New York Times journalists Nicholas Fandos and Katie Edmondson. The piece is titled, House Republicans Have Had Enough of Liz Cheney's Truth-Telling. First-time defenders of Donald Trump came for Representative Liz Cheney for the offense of having voted to impeach him. Fellow Republicans closed ranks to save her leadership post, with Representative Kevin McCarthy boasting that the Big Tent Party had enough room for both the former president and for a stalwart critic. But evidently, no more. Just 3 months after she beat back a no-confidence vote by lopsided margins, Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the number 3 House Republican, is facing a far more potent challenge that appears increasingly likely to end in her ouster from leadership. This time, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, is encouraging the effort to replace her. Her transgression, colleagues say, Liz Cheney's continued public criticism of Donald Trump, her denunciation of his lies about a stolen election, and her demands that the GOP tell the truth about how his supporters assaulted democracy during the 6th of January riot at the Capitol. The turnabout reflects anew the passion with which Republicans have embraced Donald Trump and the voters who revere him, and how willing many in the Republican Party are to perpetuate, or at least to tolerate, falsehoods about the 2020 election that Donald Trump has continued to spread. The latest test for Liz Cheney could come as soon as next week, when a growing group of Republicans is planning a fresh bid to dethrone her, with Kevin McCarthy's blessing. Many of her colleagues are now so confident that it will succeed that they are openly discussing who would replace Liz Cheney. The tensions escalated on Tuesday, 4th of May, when Kevin McCarthy went on Donald Trump's favorite news program, Fox and Friends, to question whether Liz Cheney could effectively carry out her role as the party's top messenger. Beforehand, McCarthy had told a Fox Channel reporter, he had said, "I've had it with her, and I've lost confidence," according to a leaked recording of the exchange published by the website Axios. "I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the message," Kevin McCarthy said during the portion of the interview that aired. "We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority." With one-time allies closing in, Liz Cheney, known for her steely temperament, has only dug in harder. Minutes after Kevin McCarthy's television hit, she sent her barbed reply through a spokesman, effectively suggesting that the minority leader and Republicans moving against her were complicit in Donald Trump's dissembling. "This is about whether the Republican Party is going to perpetuate lies about the 2020 presidential election, an attempt to whitewash what happened on 6th of January," said Jeremy Adler, the spokesman. Liz Cheney will not do that. That is the issue. One of the few Republican voices willing to rise for Liz Cheney's defense was Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, who has himself come under attack from his party for his unrepentant criticism of Donald Trump, even getting booed at the Utah Republican Party convention on Saturday, 1st of May. "Every person of conscience draws a line beyond which they will not go. Liz Cheney refuses to lie," Mitt Romney wrote on Twitter. "As one of my Republican Senate colleagues said to me following my impeachment vote, I wouldn't want to be a member of a group that punished someone for following their conscience." Many House Republicans insist they have no problem with Liz Cheney's vote to impeach Donald Trump, which she described as a vote of conscience. Nor, they say, are they bothered by her neoconservative policy positions, which skew, like those of her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, toward a hawkishness that is at odds with the America First slant of the party that Donald Trump cemented. But they fear that Liz Cheney's refusal to stop criticizing Donald Trump or condemning the events of 6th of January could weaken the party's message going into the 2022 midterm elections, when they hope to portray Democrats as big government socialists so villainous they should be voted out of the majority. It has also infuriated the former President Donald Trump. Many, including Kevin McCarthy, had hoped that after surviving the February vote of no confidence, Liz Cheney, as an elected leader, would make like the rest of the party and simply move on. Instead, she has doubled down and at times turned her fire on colleagues. The final straw for many came last week in Orlando, Florida, where Republicans gathered for their annual policy retreat in hopes of putting on a show of unity. Liz Cheney told Punchbowl News that she would campaign in Wyoming, where she faces a primary challenge defending her impeachment vote every day of the week. She told reporters that any lawmaker who led the bid to invalidate President Biden's electoral victory in Congress should be disqualified from running for president. And she broke with leading Republicans when she said a proposed independent commission to investigate the 6th of January riot should focus on the attack on the Capitol building by a pro-Trump mob, rather than scrutinizing violence by Antifa and Black Lives Matter movement, as Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans have demanded. Just a few days later, she drew attacks from the right for fist-bumping Joe Biden at his speech before a joint session of Congress, and took to Twitter to defend herself for greeting the president in a civil, respectful, and dignified way. "We're not sworn enemies," she wrote, "we're Americans." On Monday, and after Donald Trump issued a statement calling the 2020 election fraudulent and the big lie, Liz Cheney quickly tweeted her rebuttal, writing that anyone who made such claims was poisoning our democratic system. Some Republicans privately likened her performance to picking at a scab, and many of Mr. Trump's allies saw it as an opening to try to depose her. "Liz has attempted and is failing badly to divide our party," Representative Lance Gooden, a Republican from Texas, wrote on Twitter on Tuesday, emulating Donald Trump's caustic Twitter style. "Trump is still the leader of the GOP, Liz. I look forward to her being removed soon." Liz Cheney's troubles chart a rapid shift for the Republican Party in the few months since Donald Trump left Washington. Early on, she was part of a small but influential group of Republicans that included Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the minority leader, and condemned Donald Trump's role in stoking the riot with false claims of a stolen election. But many of those lawmakers have since gone quiet, leaving Liz Cheney, who once was enthusiastically spoken of as a future speaker or future president. She's now very isolated within the Republican Party. Liz Cheney declined through a spokesman to comment, and several of her allies in the House would not speak on the record in her defence, underscoring the fraught nature of the vote and the pessimism some of them feel about her chances of surviving another challenge. A spokeswoman for Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, another Republican who voted to impeach Donald Trump and has been a leading critic of the former president, said in a statement that the congressman unequivocally supports Liz Cheney for conference chair. Those who know her best say privately that Liz Cheney's predicament reflects both her principles and her personality, including a stubborn streak that sometimes prompts her to act against her own self-interest. One ally who has been exasperated by her in recent months described her actions as classic Liz Cheney. "She will always do what she thinks is right," the Republican said on Tuesday, "but she will just never stop to think that she's wrong."